and hallelujah.
To God be all the praise in Jesus' precious name. Genesis chapter 13, all the way, verse 14, verse 15. And the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. Shout the loudest amen. If you believe that God is about to give you something for your inheritance, shout the loudest amen. Shout it again. Hallelujah. Give the Lord another shout of victory. How many of you know that the shouting side is the winning side? Give him another shout of victory. The only other thing that shall be arrested so that you can enjoy well is the heat. And I promise you, very soon it shall be arrested. So arrested that you'll be looking for sweat, you can't find it. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. Look at the neighbor, say, it shall be arrested. Very arrested. Hallelujah. The process and prize of vision, part 3. Permit me to rush in this service, first of all because of time, and secondly so that we don't approach too much of the midday. The process and price of vision. The process and price of vision. Every prize carries a price. Everything of value attracts a cost. Every product has procedure. In the second service, we said, it is not enough to have vision. It is important to have realization. Our objective is to understand the process it takes and the price to pay to arrive at the fulfillment of vision. Vision without realization. Say it like this. Vision without fulfillment ends in embarrassment. Nothing attracts mockery like vision that has no motion. Nothing attracts mockery like vision that lacks manifestation. You said this is what God said, and nobody can see it. You said this is where you are going, and what this is what you are going to achieve in life, and nobody can see it. That will never be your portion. What is the process and the price of vision? Number one, receive it of the Lord. Vision must be received of the Lord. Acts chapter 26, verse 19, Paul the Apostle said, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. I received something from God and I ran with it. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, he said, before I formed you, I knew you. And before you came forth, I ordained you a prophet to the nations. If it must see the light of day, then that vision must be received of the Lord. Somebody lift your right hand and say after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, what you want me to become
in the land of the living, I shall become it. In the name of Jesus. Say it, let us say, in the name of Jesus. What you have in mind for me, I shall become it.
If you initiate the vision, you are responsible for the fulfillment of it. But if God introduces the vision, God is responsible for the fulfillment of it. If you call yourself, you pay yourself. But if God calls you, He pays you. If you call yourself, you color yourself. If He calls you, He colors you. Even if it appears like an inspiration, even if it was your potential you want to pursue, even if it's your area of expertise, receive a confirmation that God has a hand in it. Am I communicating? Just receive that confirmation. That this thing is not because I have this gift. This thing is not because this is my talent. This thing is not because this is my line of study. This thing is because God sent me. You know, while we went to Taraba State, at that time, everything was against it. Everything was against it. I don't want to go into it one by one, but if you think very well, every single thing was against it. New law coming about public, all manner of things were against it. Publicity had gone. Money has been spent. The whole place they are expecting us. I told my wife, I said, what have you seen concerning this program? Because we pray together and God speaks. For example, we were invited to preach somewhere. And before we went there, we prayed and God showed us another altar on that altar. Another altar, the guy was of the other side, using the name of God. And I said, you know who I am, and you want me to come on such an altar? It means I'm coming to close the place down. You should invite your type. That was what happened. Stepping there was the end of that place. It has not resurrected. He was regretting while I was preaching. He sat on the altar wondering what brought this man now. Fire burned that altar. Take your seat. So, what have you seen concerning this program? He said, oh, well, apart from the last vision, revelation she saw in the dream of the night, and that was victory. He hasn't heard anything. I said, okay, I'm waiting to hear from God. Because everything seemed contrary. So in the morning, while I was in the study, praying, all of a sudden, bam! This is the summary of what he said. I'm waiting for you there. That is, I have gone ahead. And I went with a host. Allah, 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 Allah. I called, my wife wasn't around. I called her on this phone. I just heard from God. He says he has gone ahead. He went with a host. We will meet him there. If you do things just by yourself, faith may work, okay, will work, but there is a level of uncertainty. But when you are brutally sure that this is what God wants you to do with your life at this time, every devil can go to hell. I prophesy to somebody today. Assurance is released upon you today. It's released upon you today. It's released upon you today. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. The way of vision. Number one. Receive it of the Lord. Number two, undergird it with the word. As God said, go, or this is what He wants you to do, let it have the backing of scripture. Christian without scriptural backing may still suffer frustration. And there are some that is confusion. For example, somebody saying God is asking him to open a beer parlor. That is not God, that is the devil. It must have scriptural backing. Why? The word of God is the raw material for creation. Anything that must be created must begin with word. God said, light be, and there was light. The word of God is the raw material for all creations. And I am sure you know vision involves creating what was not there before. Involves creating things that did not exist. So, receive it of the Lord. Undergird it with the word. Number three, fertilize it in prayer. Fertilize and nurture it at the place of prayer. Anything you feel God wants you to do is premature, except it is cooked in prayer. Paul the Apostle, a man of vision, he said in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18, he said, praying always without prayer and supplication in the Spirit. People of vision are people of prayer. Has God shown you a business line that is meant to explode in billions? Let prayer be a major part of that. Run that business as if it is a church, as if it's a ministry. Prayer. Let prayer undergird it. Prayer hour in between. I went to the office of a businessman some time ago, and he asked me, say, please sit down on my chair here and help me prophesy here. As I began to prophesy, he said, what you are saying now, word for word, God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo, he had the privilege of having him pass by the same 2 weeks before I came, sat on the same chair, and said the same thing word for word. At that time, he was making like between 100 and 150 million every week. Not every day. And between 12 to 1 o'clock every afternoon, people are praying as if it's a quarrel. They are staff, but that is part of their assignment in that office. That is their own work in the office. They are employed for the spiritual side of the business. Ay, 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 how can the devil dare such a place? I said, what's going on? I said, the afternoon prayer is on. And that those people, that is their work. They are on the payroll. That is their duty in the office. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We take a lot of things for granted. The Bible says we wrestle. We wrestle. Whether you are interested or not, you are involved in a fight. And in the business world, you wrestle the God of Mammon. All your other business, what do you call them now? Competitors. They bow down to altars. They use occultic power. Some of them are grandmasters in some realms. Am I communicating? And then you carry yourself emptily like that to go and bid the same contract with them. Church you can't attend. Tithe you can't pay. Prayer you can't pray. No personal altar. No talk of prayer altar in your premises. But it is changing today. I speak to somebody here in the name that is above every name. Something is changing around your life today. If you are a believer, shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. I prayed at least for 10 years before stepping into full-time ministry. That is, knowing that I have been called into ministry, I did not rush into it. I stayed, it wasn't less than 10 solid years. Praying 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 hours at times, 10 hours in a day. For those length of years. before ministry could start a scratch. And some people come see you today, so this man is lucky. You better understand the luck. Fertilize and nurture it in prayer. What does prayer do for you? We said in the last service that it deals with enemy opposition. But in this service, prayer secures divine guidance for the fulfillment of the vision. When you robe your assignment with prayer, you are continually guided. That is, this is the next step to take. This is the next move to make. This is how to go about it. Continually guided. Continually directed. According to Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1 to 4, I will stand upon my watch and I will watch to see what he will say to me. And Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 16, stand in the ways, ask, and I will show you the right way to go. Fertilize in prayer. Number 4. Be sensitive to divine timing. Be sensitive to divine timing. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 15 and 16. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 15 and 16. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Walk circumspectly. Walk circumspectly, because the days are evil. Every visitation has a season. In Luke chapter 19 verse 44, Jesus told the Jews, he said, they shall lay you even to the ground, and your children within thee, and they shall not leave in you one stone upon another, because you don't know the time of your visitation. Every visitation has a season. Every vision has its season. You must be sensitive to the timing of vision. Can somebody say a louder amen? If I stepped into ministry 5 years before I stepped in, I would have seen major frustration. If I stepped in 5 years after I stepped in, it would have still been the same story. God said, I'm waiting for you. You went before him or you went behind him. So that sensitivity to timing is very, very, very important. Am I communicating to somebody at all? God's servant Bishop Oyedepo said, they went into Ghana because they had a lot of pastors and brethren from the Kumasi area of Ghana. Bring church to Ghana, bring church to Ghana. Then they went. And then the church was crawling like tortoise. Crawl. Everything they did to. So he went to God one day. Lord, what is happening? And God said to him, who sent you? Say, what? We went to start ministry. Said, I didn't send you. He sent to the pastor. They said, close the church down now. I didn't hear that story before. We also closed our own down somewhere when we went before time. Then when they now started officially, I think they may have over 100 or 150 or 200 churches in Ghana alone now. Erupting, because it makes everything beautiful in its time. There is a time for that business. Why is divine timing necessary? Are you ready for this? Divine timing is necessary for human preparation to be complete. Divine timing is necessary so that human preparation can be complete. So that God can finish with you first. Some of us, what God wants you to achieve is ready for you, but you are not ready for it. In Galatians chapter 4 verse 1, he said, hey, as long as he is a child, is different not from a servant, though he be the Lord of all, but he is still a child. So he's kept under tutors, under governors, until the time appointed. I want you to be a billionaire, but if I give you 1 billion now, you will go to hell. So let me kill that thing that can take you to hell first. before the billion enters your hand. You will marry too many wives. You become a drunkard on the spot. You can't even come to church anymore. So, at times, God gives time into vision so that He can perfect your preparation. When our young man was about 6 or 7 years old, he was moving about, doing voo, voo, voo. And my wife said, "This one you are doing voo, voo, you will not drive until at least 18 years old." And I said, "But I'm 18 now." He was 6 years old, around 5 or 6 years old at that time. Now, no matter how much you love your child, will you hand over a car key to the child? Maybe he cries so much. You say, "Okay, take car, go and drive yourself." Age 10, age 12. Is that love or destruction? That's what God does. There is this great anointing that you are meant to walk in. But if I release it now, you will become a Satan. Because Lucifer became Satan by pride. You will become another Satan. Pride will usher you straight to hell. So let me leave you until you are ready for that oil. Somebody say a loud amen. Value for God, some people will not have. Value for the things of God, some don't have. And God said, let me leave you the way you are until that value comes. So God gives timing so that preparation can be complete. Exodus chapter 2 verse 14. That was the challenge of Moses. When Moses went to deliver the people before time, the people asked him, "Who made you a prince and a judge over us?" Do you understand that question? Who made you? Who processed you? What process have you passed through that you want to be a deliverer now? What is the testimony of your preparation? The other day I was doing a drive-by sharing. And I said the first time I did a 3-day dry fast was in the year of 1979. I was about 11 years old then. Somebody commented and said, "Eh? When you see people see results, before you ever envy them, find out their history." You see, around that age, 11, they were still stealing meat from pot. He said that was when they were still stealing meat from pot. Somebody said he fasted 3 days. And you said, "Oh God, why am I not at that level?" You were still stealing meat from pot then. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But there is a way in which God can expedite your process if you stay in the process. And if you stay in humility, please don't step into any manifestation before preparation. Otherwise, you suffer massive frustration. That was what happened to Moses. He rushed to deliver the people. Who made you? Who prepared you? Who processed you? Where? What is the process that brought you here? That question, he couldn't answer it for 40 years. Because he ran. They were looking for him. He went back to the wilderness. When God has thoroughly processed him, he went before Pharaoh and he said, "I have come back. I have gone through any training I needed. I'm about to take people through the wilderness because I know every nook and cranny of wilderness. I passed through it for 40 years. God can now trust me to take them through. Because God will never make you take people through what you have not gone through. You can't take people to a destination yourself has not been." And the same Pharaoh that he ran away from, say, I am here to deal with you. Pharaoh cleaned his eye. Who am I saying? Moses. You the one I was looking for. I deal with you. And I say, me, I am the one to sink you. You can never temper with the audacity of a prepared man. You can't stand with the guts of a prepared man. I prophesy to someone today, the preparation necessary for you to fulfill and realize your destiny is coming upon you now. Say the amen like a believer. Shout it like a believer. Give him a shout of praise as you take your seat. I need to round up, be sensitive to divine timing. Number 5, be sensitive to divine strategy. In the realm of the spirit, not every way is a way. Stand in the ways. Ask for the right way. Jeremiah 6:16. Not every way is a way. Not every way is a way. Not every process is your process. Not every procedure is your procedure. How many ways did Jesus heal the blind? Do you know? Too many. One is spoke. According to your faith, let it be. Eyes open. One is touch them. Eyes open. Another is spat on them. Eyes open. Another is spat on the ground. Made the clay. Blinded the eye more. And asked the man to go and wash. Telling a blind man to go and wash. And the man went to the pool of Siloam, which is at the end of the Taropian tunnel, 34, 36 winding staircases. And the blind man saw without eyes and washed and came back seeing. Because faith is superior to sight. Supposing Jesus said, the last time I healed one person, I said, go and see. And the divine agenda for this one is for the clay to do another creation miracle. You know, God made man from the dust of the earth. So he was doing another creation. Maybe the man had no eyeballs. He was doing another creation for that eye. Am I communicating? That's why you must not imitate people. Because in your originality is your destiny. Out of your uniqueness, you are your best when you are who you are meant to be. Somebody say a loud amen. Different churches might have different approaches to evangelism, to outreach, even different evangelists. Billy Graham never prayed for a sick once. One day, a blind person was healed in his crusade. He said, he's surprised. Sir, this does not normally happen in our crusade. Yet, thousands upon thousands gather. Or a robot's hand will be vibrating when the evil spirit is there. All of a sudden, his hands begin to vibrate. He knows demons are everywhere here. His wristwatch will stop working when power is flowing through his hand. He operated like an ultrasound machine. If he lays hands on a person, he knows the organ that has the sickness. That was his operation. Another one will call the sickness and call the disease. And people, you see, so identify, be sensitive to the divine strategy. What is that all about? Why? Third reason. The first was in first service and second was in second service. Third, accurate obedience is the answer to enemy resistance. When you have obeyed God accurately, you will resist the enemy absolutely. When you have done what God says, having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 6. When your obedience is complete, is the answer. Somebody say amen. Number 6, identify the cost and the demands of the vision. What will it cost you? You know the purpose of this? Like we said earlier on, anything of value carries a cost. If you want to fulfill and realize a vision, it carries a cost. Pastors sleep from night till morning, eat from morning till night, 24 hours, 7 days a week, 4 weeks a month, 52 weeks a year, as per you have covenant with food, and agreement with sleep, and contract with the bed, your end is very, very clear. No matter the magic you perform. Praise the Lord. You see, you need to be awake in order to fulfill destiny. You cannot sleep through life. So you must identify what it will cost you. Let me say it like this. Why is that important? Knowing the cost imparts the tenacity to see to its fulfillment. Tenacity. When you know what it will cost you to become what God wants you to become, it gives you staying power. Okay, I am now aware that this thing will not come easily. And I am not going to give way until it happens. It imparts you the tenacity. At the end, it shall speak. It also gives you time for preparation. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3. So be sensitive. Number 7, be sensitive to divine direction. Be sensitive to divine direction. What is the difference between vision and direction? What is the difference between vision and direction? Vision says, I am going to Metama in Abuja. That is vision. Going to Metama in Abuja. Direction says, I can go from here through the airport road and cut through the Jabi-Guarimpa area. Another direction says I can go through central area. Another direction says that if I want to avoid some traffic, I can go through whatever area, Tenno area or Garki central area, whatever. Vision is fixed, but direction is flexible. Vision is definite. Direction is dynamic. So in the course of the fulfillment of the vision, you must be sensitive to the dynamism of direction. There are people who have direction failure and they thought it was vision failure. I was trying to take this road and the road was blocked. So I got totally discouraged and gave up the vision, not knowing that the other road is free. And I can still reach where I'm going. All I need was a change of direction. Take yourself. So why should we be sensitive to direction? Because God gives instructions in stages and is capable of alterations of instruction based on obedience from man. Did you hear what I said? God gives instructions in stages and is capable of alterations of instruction alterations of instructions based on obedience from man. That is, Abraham, I was the one who told you to kill Isaac. But since I have seen your obedience, don't kill him again. Genesis 22, 11 to 12. I said this then, I am saying this now. Since you have done well, let me shift you to another dimension of what I had in mind. But when you are not connected to direction, you can be married to tradition and deliver stagnation. You didn't hear what I just said. Once you are not connected to direction, you can be married to tradition. Oh, that is how it has been done. And the outcome is the delivery of stagnation. So, be sensitive to divine direction. Number 8. Be doggedly committed to paying the price. Doggedly committed to paying the price. Why? Are you ready for this equation? Every other factor being in place, impact is directly proportional to impute. Everything you do in life, your impact will answer according to your input. So if you believe in any vision, give it everything you have, and it will give you everything it contains. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. If we are not paying the same price, we cannot purchase the same thing. I'm telling you the truth. If we are not paying the same price, we can't purchase the same thing. If we are not paying the same price, we cannot purchase the same thing. Number 9. Do you want to see your vision fulfilled? Number 9. Be hardened. Somebody say hardened. Be hardened against human opinion and opposition. Be hardened against human opinions and opposition. Can I say something to you? That's the reason why when Elijah was taken up, before he was taken, mockers already began to mock Elisha. Do you know that God will take your father from you today? 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 3. They wanted to engage him. Did your prophet tell you that he is about to leave you? So if he leaves you, what will become of you? He said, I know it. Hold your peace. I'd like you to listen to this. The impact of vision will always provoke outbursts from the enemy. Outbursts. There are people who will run mad because of what you will become. There are people who are already running mad because they can sense that you are going somewhere. Are you just sitting and looking like that? If you are the one God is talking to, shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. They are going to run mad. Agitation, irritation, aggravation, frustration, combined with all manner of internal complications and convulsions, epileptic fits of all sorts, Why are you looking good? Why do you speak with such authority? Why are you so bold? At times they will take your boldness as pride. Faith. And they keep watching. Let's see how far it will take you. Don't be afraid for such people. They won't watch and see any negative thing. For the path of the just is a shining light that is shining more and more unto the perfect day. You believe? Shout the loudest. Amen. Just apply for the mercy of God. And just keep on going. The impact of vision will provoke outbursts from the enemy. Why should they build one church with billions of naira? They should have used the money to build the industry. They should have used the money to build. Terrible demons. They should give to the poor. Those are people who have never given them. They are Judas Iscariot. You know, Judas said the same thing. When the woman, Mary, poured the alabaster box, Judas said, why are they wasting such money? It should have been sold and given to the poor. You read it in the Bible, right? And the Bible says, it's not saying that because they pity the poor. Because he's a thief. And he wants to eat the money. That's why he said they should have given him the money. He was a treasurer eating the money. All the people who talk like that, they are robbers, thieves. If they see one tenth of what we see, they will eat all of it. They don't believe that millions or billions can pass through a man's hand and he doesn't steal one naira from it. They don't believe it. They don't believe it's possible. They believe that the way they are, people are like that. That if you give them 10 naira, they will steal 8 naira. They will steal 8 naira. So what do you do? Harden yourself against oppositions, against opinions. When they resisted Joseph, what kind of dream have you dreamt like this? He dreamt a bigger dream. He said, the other time I saw grass and 11 bundles bind down. I will dream a bigger dream. Now it is 11 stars plus the sun and the moon. If they attack you, dream bigger. Dare something larger. Do something more massive. Let the devil know you have not started yet. Somebody give the Lord a shout of victory. Did you hear what I just said? If you see that people are getting angry with just your appearance, meanwhile, to yourself, you have not achieved anything yet. Congratulations. The devil inside them is seeing what you cannot see. The devil inside them is seeing what you cannot see. The devil inside them is seeing what you cannot see. But long time after those naysayers, mockers, agents of darkness, haters of good things, by the time they have come and gone, you are still trucking. That is when you are still standing. That is when you are still moving. Somebody say a louder amen. In the words of Archbishop Benson Idahosa of blessed memory, look at somebody, say, deafen your ears and thicken your skin to fulfill your destiny. If you are going to go far, deafen your ears, thicken your skin. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. My time is up, and maybe I'll say one more thing or two. So, human opinion. Be hardened. Number 10. Maintain faith in God. Because faith is the cure for obstacles in life. We have said that every vision will have obstacles. Faith surmounts obstacles. That is Hebrews 11, 32-34. It's not by power, it's not by power, it's not by might, it's not by might, by my spirit, says the Lord. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain has been removed in Jesus' name. This mountain has been removed by my Spirit. Maintain faith in God. Number 11, refuse to give up. If you are pursuing the vision, refuse to give up. Refuse to give up. Refuse to give up. Refuse to give up. I'd like you to see Hebrews chapter 10, verse 37 to 39. Hebrews 10, for yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now, the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. What God has promised you will come. But we are not of them who draw back unto destruction. But we believe, we remain firm to the saving of our soul. Refuse to give up. Why? Because visions are for an appointed time. In Habakkuk chapter 2 and in verse 3. Visions don't happen in your time. They happen in His time. He makes all things beautiful in His time. In His time. Visions don't happen in your time. They happen in His time. Finally, celebrate victories and success along the way.
Stand on your feet to the celebration of victory. Go ahead, celebrate, celebrate, celebrate.
Odegu degu, Omanchala. Odegu degu, Omanchala. Degu 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 degu. Odegu degu, Oman. Degu 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 degu. Odegu degu, Omanchala. Odegu degu, Omanchala. Remain standing. Why should you appreciate and celebrate God? Celebration in anticipation is proof of strong faith, strong conviction. The strength of your faith is determined by the capacity to celebrate when the result is not yet in your hand. Did you hear what I just said? He was strong in faith. Romans 4:20. Giving God the glory. The strength of your faith is determined by your capacity to celebrate in advance. When the result is not yet in your hands, celebration in anticipation is proof of strong faith. Lift your hands and give Him the praise. How many of you? Number 12, celebrate victories and success along the way. That is proof of strong faith. Celebration in anticipation. Somebody say amen. How many people ask? People, men and women of strong faith here. Can you spare 3 minutes of celebration? How many of you know that your very existence here today is by the mercy of God? How many of you know that the very existence of our nation, Nigeria, is by the mercy of God? Will you celebrate for 3 minutes? Let's go.
Hola, 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 hola
Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Father, we worship you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. Be glorified. Be honored and be adored. Thank you. And thank you. And thank you. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap. Take your seat 1 minute. Recently, very, very aggressive declarations began to come from the 5th of May that killers will begin to kill themselves. Wasters will begin to waste themselves. Terrorists will begin to waste themselves. Ay, 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 ay. If there is any time to be alive, it is the time like this. It's time for very, very expeditious fulfillment of prophecies. And then, on the 14th, we were in Taraba, Jalingo State, northeast Nigeria, that used to be the headquarters of terrorism, because the story is changing already. Used to be, past tense. Because very, very soon, you will look for them there, you can't find them there. And on that crusade ground, I poured oil on the ground on Friday night. The oil of vengeance, judgment against terrorists, judgments against killers, that the very earth they are walking on should fight them. that their sword should finish each other so that the people of that land can rest. That was just last week, Friday. Then we returned back from the crusade. And in midweek service on Wednesday, the declarations continued. When we heard that bandits were already facing each other somewhere in Niger and other places, we decreed they have not started yet. More. While we were speaking on Wednesday, fight was already heated in the forest over there where they camped themselves. I am saying the same time we were in service from 5:30 to about 7, the fight was erupting between 6 and 7 p.m. Outcome of the fight is many wasted. Until the head of them all was gone. If that is not God, what else? But hear me. It is just the starting of the cleansing. Anywhere they are, those who carry the gun, those who gave them the gun, those who support them, those in power, those in authority, rulers and territorial leaders who support them, informants in the bush, some in the military that are part of them, within this season, those that will not be wasted by their own sword will be wasted by Jehovah himself, will be wasted by the angels of war in this season. Because God said, for a long time I held my peace concerning this nation, but now I am arising like a woman in travail. I will destroy at once. I will revenge at once. He said, it is the year of my vengeance for the controversy of Zion. Anywhere they hide, wherever they hide themselves, in the forest, judgment will land on them there. Some of them will be found dead. Nobody will know what happened to them. Selling people for money. Your days are numbered. Your tenure expires from this country. Stand up on your feet, people. Masha Tokobagada. I may not have the time, but Isaiah chapter 42, verse 13 to 16. He said, I will arise like a traveling woman. Isaiah chapter 34, verse 8. He said, it is the year. Yes, for my sword shall be filled. Don't go all the way to verse 8. He said, for it is the day of the Lord's vengeance. And the year of recompenses, where people will be rewarded accordingly. Those who did good will be good, have good reward. Evil people will have their evil reward. He said, for the controversy of Zion. For all the while they have been saying, where is God? You are serving a living God? Where is he? Now, the living God is showing himself. He's showing very, very soon. He will show those who think they own this country who really owns the land. You are saying nothing, right? Very, very soon. Those who made people weep, their generations will weep along with themselves if they remain alive to weep. In the name of Jesus, Jehovah will sanitize the land. It's our father's land. Almost 200 years ago, when the fighters and conquerors came to conquer the land, they couldn't conquer our fathers. Our land was left. Our faith was left. We didn't lose it then. We won't lose it now. We have no cool countries anywhere, and we are running away nowhere. Visitors will run away for us.
killers and wasters will give way for us. Somebody shout power.
Anybody who is false prophesying that Nigeria will be destroyed by war, if they don't change that utterance, that destruction commences with them. Because if you love death, you take the death you want. We are not praying for nothing. We are not serving God for nothing. We have not followed cunningly devised fables. We serve a mighty God. This season, Jehovah has proved himself. Shout the loudest amen. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. Take your seat. Have you seen the benefit of stepping into the open field and charging at the enemy in their own battleground? That was what happened last week in the Northeast. Give us a clip of our crusades this year. It's our season of harvest.
The harvest is plenty. The laborers are few.
Recording. Harcourt. March 12th this year, barely 2 months. Akure. Give the Lord a praise. Jesus could have done the things that we saw. My mother used to say, only God can gather a crowd. In her way of saying it in vernacular, I say, even if you go from house to house and give people cola, say, I have an event, come. Will they come? Only God. And we are eternally grateful to God. I have two calls now. Those who have not given their life to Jesus like these people did. You want to be genuinely born again. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day for you. You pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and quickly step to the front. And let me pray for you. You carry your Bibles, carry your bags. Pastor, I want to be born again. I want to give my life to Jesus. I'll give you the count of 7. 1.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for,
I live for you, Lord.
Lord. Every step that I take.
Every moment I'm away.
Every moment I'm away.
Have your way.
Have your way.
Everybody say,
Lord, I
give you my
heart.
I give you my soul.
I live for you, Lord.
I live for you.
Every moment I'm away.
Have your way, Lord.
Have your way.
Quickly step forward. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? You want today to mark a new day for you? Quickly place your right hand on your chest as you pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today I go forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Fresh grace is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.